You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
And let's talk about what lesbians have found.
Let's hang out.
And let's listen to two lesbians shout.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
Hey, Let's Hang Out listeners, and welcome back to our hiatus feed drops. I hope you've been loving the episodes we've been sharing with all of you. This is our final feed drop before we come back next Monday, August 15th. We cannot wait to be back in your ears again for season 6. We have a lot of awesome things coming up, but today we wanted to share with you an episode from Sleepover Cinema. Sleepover Cinema is hosted by Hannah and Audrey. We had Hannah come on the show to do a Shoulda Been Gay for Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen. It was amazing. And this particular episode of Sleepover Cinema that we're going to be sharing with you today is all about Cadet Kelly. I know we have a lot of Cadet Kelly fans here. We had a great Shoulda Been Gay on it, and I can't wait for you to hear what Hannah and Audrey have to say about it. So here's their episode.
Welcome to Sleepover Cinema, where we analyze the films that created the collective unconscious of those who totally ship Kelly and Jennifer. I'm Hannah Leach.
And I'm Audrey Leach. We are the sister filmmaking duo, also known as Two Pink Pictures, and we have not stopped thinking about these movies since we first saw them.
We're going to explore the good, the bad, and the nonsensical of the movies that first inspired our love for film in an attempt to answer the question, are these movies actually good? And at the end of the day, do we really care if they are?
Today, we are talking about 2002's Cadet Kelly.
She was a teenage fashion queen.
What do you think?
I like it. It's very bridal.
Until her family moved her out of the city.
Military school?
I'm not going.
And into a uniform. Now, if she wants to fit in, she'll have to get her hands a little dirty.
Oh, did you break a nail?
Hillary Duff and Christy Carlson Romano.
Cadet Kelly.
So, before we just get right on into Miss Cadet Kelly.
Yes.
We got to do our hot take of the week.
Yes, we do.
And this week it is coming from Emma, who we have collabed with on the Devil Wears Prada episode. Here's the question.
Okay. We're really just getting right into it. Not even doing like a hello, guys, like an acknowledgement of the people at home. Okay, I'm ready. They're ready.
No, I think we're ready. Just as a society, okay, as the listeners of this podcast, you know what's up. Why the niceties? Yeah.
You listen to this to listen to us talk to each other, not for us to awkwardly monologue at you.
Yeah, like, you know what's up. Okay, right. Hot take of the week, Pink Razor or Sidekick? So it's funny because it's Pink Razor or Sidekick. I feel like it should be Pink Razor or Pink Sidekick.
Yeah. So maybe we can amend it to that.
Yeah. And do you know what a sidekick looks like?
Yes. I think I know what a sidekick looks like. Yeah. So may I
speak first.
Yeah.
On the topic. Okay.
I'm asking you the question.
Okay. So the first thing I think of when I think of both of these things is like pink razor. Now, people that I knew back in the day had razors, but I didn't really know anyone who had a sidekick because in my mind, it was like only something that like pop adults. Stars had.
Yeah. It was like real adults or like celebrities.
Yes. Like I remember reading a book, like a YA book in elementary school that like the girl having a sidekick was like a big plot point. So I have to say pink razor due to just the fact exposure. That I've had experiences with the razor.
Yeah. And also like the pink razor, you can flip, you know, flip open and close like that.
You know what the algorithm is slowly pushing on me? That new smartphone that like bends in the middle.
Yeah.
Are you getting that too?
I did maybe a few months ago.
I'm getting it hard.
Not recently.
Yeah. And I am targetable. I hate that about myself, but I really am.
I understand. I mean, it's basically just completely based on nostalgia, which I get.
I mean, look at us.
I mean, it's like what?
Look at us.
Why would I guess it could fit in your pocket easier? I don't know.
It looks cool.
Yeah, but it just looks like it's going to break.
I know.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but when I watched the video demo of it, I was kind of like, damn, that looks kind of sweet.
Yeah. So I have to say at this point, like my brand allegiance is due to convenience only.
Yeah.
It's not really due to like the it lasting longer or whatever.
Yeah.
Like I used to be so like, fuck everything but Apple. Like, woo. Yeah. But now it's just only, it's basically due to convenience.
Yeah, and like in all creative fields, they've just like crushed anyone else.
Yeah.
So, anyway. So
we're saying pink razor.
You're saying pink razor too?
Yeah.
Okay. Emma, thank you very much for your question. We appreciate you. And I think about the fact that I couldn't pronounce your last name all the time. Emma McQuiggan.
McQuiggan.
That is it.
Yeah.
And I think, literally, I think at least once a week, I think about that. Anyway.
That's funny.
Are you ready to tell me about Cadet Kelly?
Yeah, I was going
to
say, why? Are you ready? Okay, so Cadet Kelly was released on March 8th, 2002, premiered with, it's a DCOM, so on TV. It premiered with 7.8 million viewers. And that also shows the power of Hilary Duff alone because, and also Christy Carlson Romano, but like more so Hilary.
Yeah.
So it was directed by Larry Shaw, who also directed episodes of Desperate Housewives, Lizzie McGuire, Smash, The Flash, and a singular episode of the original Gossip Girl series, because
that's
just the culture, you know?
Yes.
Produced by Kevin Lafferty, who produced Run, The Umbrella Academy, and Wednesday. Whatever that is. But he's like a Netflix producer nowadays. Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Yeah, so I wrote, as far as like Netflix things he's done more recently, Run, The Umbrella Academy, and Wednesday. But I scrolled back and he also produced Twitches, Cowbells, Jump In, and Twitches 2.
Mm-hmm,
so this man has a storied past. He was stuck in the Canada productions.
So sad.
The DCOM Canada productions.
How do you know?
Because all those movies are shot in Canada.
Really?
Twitches, Cowbells, Jump In. Yeah.
Wow. Sorry, Kevin. Not that there's anything wrong with Canada.
You can just tell. Like, remember when we covered those movies?
Girls?
Yeah.
You were like, tell me those streets don't scream Canada.
Yeah, you can just tell. It's not New York, guys. Mm-hmm. It was executive produced by Jerry Leder and Robert Shapiro, who also produced Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
Interesting, considering there are some parallels in this movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think I wrote that down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Written by Gail Parent and Michael Walsh. Michael wrote episodes of American Masters and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Just like the screenplay?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, the musical.
Maybe he wrote the book.
He wrote the screenplay.
Andrew Lloyd Webber does not write his own books.
No.
But he barely writes his own musicals.
He's a visionary.
Did you know that?
Yes, I knew that.
Because I told you.
I mean, I knew it, I think, before, but yes.
Yes.
And then Gail wrote episodes of Golden Girls and episodes of The Carol Burnett Show and The Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
Mm-hmm. And there are parallels.
I love
there
that.
There really are. The log line is, a fashion-conscious youngster is horrified when she is forced to move to military school. That's accurate.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the beginning. It's
yes,
good.
That one's not bad. Okay. And now we have an extended one here. This wouldn't be a log line. This would be like a synopsis, but who cares? At the behest of her new stepfather, Joe, a straight-laced ex-military man hell-bent on teaching her discipline, easygoing teenager Kelly Collins enrolls in the George Washington Military School. Kelly struggles to adjust to the demands of her new environment while facing the abuse of her commanding officer, Jennifer Stone. Kelly almost drops out until she falls for a hunky classmate and decides to join the drill team.
All right.
That's pretty...
Yeah, that's accurate. I'll give it to
him. That sounds like someone who hasn't watched it recently tried to tell you what happens in it. It's like kind of right.
Two taglines. First one is too cool for the rules. And the second one is they make olive drab totally fab.
The cast. This is so modest, Audrey.
I know, but I looked at the, what's his name? Gary Cole. Gary Cole is, I'll look him up. But other than that, it's like,
yeah,
there's not that many people to talk about.
That's true.
Of course, Hilary Duff plays Kelly, known for A Cinderella Story, Raise Your Voice, The Perfect Man, and the Lizzie McGuire movie, as well as a lot of TV nowadays, younger. And she's going to be in the How I Met Your Father show, I believe.
Yes. I don't know anything about that.
Me either. No. But guys, I think Hillary is a good person, but I don't think she's a good actress.
I agree.
And so I question their choices. Like, if you're not going to cast her as herself, basically.
They probably will.
I don't know. I just...
We'll come back to this take because
yeah,
I have thoughts as well.
Christy Carlson Romano, YouTuber.
Oh my God, yes.
Current YouTuber.
Yes.
Plays Jennifer. She's known for Kim Possible, Even Stevens, and Deadly Daycare.
Deadly Daycare.
I don't know.
Wow.
And then Andrea Lewis plays Carla, and she's definitely a Canadian actress.
Uh-huh.
Because she's in Degrassi, The Next Generation, Black Actress, and Conversating While Black. Those are her top works.
Is the thing that makes her Canadian that she was in Degrassi?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
When you see that, and there's a lot of kind of child or teen actors who were on Degrassi who ended up being in American shows. There was somewhat of a pipeline from being on Degrassi to American TV shows.
Yes, that makes sense.
Like Nina Dobrev.
Yeah.
Drake.
Literally Drake. Nina Dobrev, what is she in?
Vampire Diaries.
Yes.
I didn't watch that show, but I know
that. That name is really familiar.
Yeah. And then finally, Gary Cole, who plays the... What's that weird name for what his position is?
Oh, it's like Commandant or
Commandant,
something?
Yeah. He's known for being...
And her stepdad.
Funny.
Sorry.
In Talladega Nights and Dodgeball and Office Space.
He reminds me a lot of Charlie in Twilight.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They have a similar vibe.
Yeah, that adds up.
Yeah.
Budget.
Okay, so budget. We do not get the privilege of knowing what exactly the budget is because it's a DCOM. So we'll just give you a little fun fact instead. Primary filming for the school scenes was done at the Robert Land Academy, a military school in Canada. There were also some scenes that were taken in St. Andrew's College, a private school, and Loretto Abbey Catholic Secondary School, also in Ontario, Canada. Hilary Duff was made an honorary cadet sergeant of the school during the production.
I love that.
Wow, love that for her. Love that for Hillary. She can add that to her resume under special skills at the very bottom when people just write random shit.
I mean, she knows how to do gun choreo.
Bro.
Who else can say that?
That is a unique qualification she
Ask
now has.
Ask Lindsay Lohan. She can't do it.
She can't do it. She has that over Lindsay Lohan. Okay, so now reviews.
So critic score, again, this is a DCOM, so... There's not one, sadly, but I've got three opinions from reviewers. The first one is, Cadet Kelly isn't 21 Gun Salute material, but as a glossy kids entertainment, it manages to put across a positive message and hit its target. Second one is wholesome Hilary Duff movie has simple positive messages. And the third one is extraordinarily predictable, utterly routine.
Wow. Okay. So not great. Okay. And now for audience scores. The audience score for this movie on Rotten Tomatoes is 49%. And we have a couple quotes here from the audience. It's an entertaining movie, not at all girly. It's like a girl's man movie. There are numerous parts of this movie that bugged me, though. I was also disappointed we did not get any romance in this movie. It was very disappointing. I also thought everyone was cruel on her, considering cruel on her, considering she just joined. Do not watch if you want touching moments. Red alert. Do not watch if you want touching moments. Okay, the next is really good. Also, the U is like the letter U, which is good, too. Okay, next up we have, sometimes we just discover that we really like something by obligation, but anyway we find it. That's what happened to Kelly. A nice movie that shows an interesting sport in military field.
I love how it just completely incoherent these are. Like, who's logging on? They're logging on to Rotten Tomatoes and just typing in, like, streams of consciousness.
I have no idea, but I'm grateful that they did that. Yeah. Okay, and then two more. I love this film, but not a very good ending, and I hate the whole part about her dad and her saving him. Get real! It's in all caps with a million exclamation points. Okay, and then last but not least, I think I've seen it. It was really good, but I don't remember much. Oops. Thank God that they left that review.
Yeah, like, I'm like, were you just perusing movies, like all movies, and they're like leaving a review on every movie they think they've seen?
Just like, to say that.
Yeah.
I think it was good.
But I don't know.
Submit. Okay, holy shit. So now for the gossip section.
We've already covered 2002 celebrity news many times, or at least a few. Yes. So instead, I wrote a list of DCOMs that came out in the same year. And those are Double Teamed, True Confessions, Get a Clue, Gotta Kick It Up, A Ring of Endless Light, and The Scream Team.
a Ring of Endless Light.
And I looked it up. The ones that I said in that list, like True Confessions and A Ring of Endless Light and The Scream Team, the ones you don't really... that weren't as popular. Mm-hmm. I looked them up and like pretty much all of them have recognizable Disney stars.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So I was like,
they were incubating people.
They were incubating and then they became like, Shia LaBeouf was in one of them. Like, you know. It made sense.
It's also interesting to think that Get a Clue came out this year too, because she still looks really little in that movie.
Yeah. Oh, too.
One of my things with Hilary Duff in general is that I feel like she looks like 17 in everything.
Yeah.
Like when she's in middle school in this movie, I was like, that you do not look like a middle schooler to me. But she probably was middle school age. So what we remember, and when is the last time we think we watched it?
Not long ago at all for me. I think I had seen it pretty recently.
Oh, really?
And... so yeah, I remember it. There wasn't really any gaps there. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's like kind of on the same line as sports movie in that I don't care that much about the central...
like, the theme.
The content.
Yes, the content.
Yeah, like... I try though. And it's like it kind of goes back to what I said about like New York Minute when it was like, we don't want to see Mary-Kate and Ashley, like, running around,
like,
trying
looking
to escape
haggard.
Some man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, we want to see the good stuff.
Yes.
So why do you purposefully not give us the good stuff?
Yes, okay. Totally agreed. I think the fact that she's wearing a hot pink camo outfit on the poster.
And never wears it in the movie.
The biggest scam. The biggest scam.
Huge scam.
Like...
and so obvious too, like they could have done that scene. It would have been really easy for her to just show up one day in the pink version of it and be like, this is real. This is me. I'm exactly who I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And they'd be like, ugh.
Yeah.
It'd be very easy. It could be literally a 10-second thing.
Yes. Or it could be at the very end.
Yeah.
Maybe she gets some sort of honorary award.
Yeah, like Legally Blonde style.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes, exactly like that.
Yeah.
We could have had it. Okay.
No.
So
she's butch.
She's just like, I am happily butch.
It's weird. She like, okay, we'll okay, save
we're
it
gonna talk about it. We're gonna talk about it. Okay, so for me, I think the last time I saw this movie was probably high school or earlier. My main memory with Cadet Kelly is the DisneyChannel.com Cadet Kelly obstacle course game.
Oh, yeah.
You could pick the uniform color.
Yes.
And then you had to do the obstacle course that she is like a big part of the movie.
Yeah.
And there's specific like sound bites from the movie that would play in the game.
Directly from the movie.
Yeah, where it's like, come on, Maggot, let me see what you got. That part.
Come on, Maggot, let's go. Let me see what you got.
Heard that thousands of times playing that game. And it was hard. I don't think I ever really... No, I probably got to the end a little bit, but we should see if we can find like archival tape of that game. It definitely exists.
It definitely does. I'll like put it on Instagram.
The things I wrote down that I had remembered before watching it is that she never wears the pink, that this movie is kind of gay. At least I thought it was kind of gay before watching it again.
In energy or... Like, it's not literally.
In, like, shippable.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, you know, subtext if you're desperate, that kind of thing.
And we're talking extremely desperate.
Yes, yes.
Hilary Duff exudes no queerness.
No, she's the straightest person alive, I would say.
Zero.
She's very straight, yes. And then, lastly, I just wrote, I'm pretty sure Hilary Duff is bad at acting.
Yeah.
And I texted Audrey earlier today and I was like, I'm going to piss off the Duff fans.
But I don't even know who they are. Like, I don't know if anybody's going to bat for Hillary's acting.
I don't think anyone, I don't think anyone who like is self-respecting would do that.
You can go to bat for her as a person, but you can't go to bat for her as an actress. And I'm not talking about her new work because I haven't seen it.
Yes, I haven't seen it. It's just like, okay. No, we'll just talk about it in the second half because I don't want to shit on her the whole time. But like,
no, like I love
maybe we should get it out of our system now.
Like, it's unavoidable.
Well,
we don't have to talk about her performance in the second half because like we know.
Like, I am glad she exists. Yeah. I'm glad that she's someone that we grew up with. Metamorphosis is an amazing album. Just it's very one note. But some people really love that note, the acting wise.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
It's on Disney Plus, obviously.
Yes. Go watch it.
Go watch it.
And meet us back here.
Do they use the song One Girl Revolution in this movie?
At the beginning and the end.
They do.
Yes.
Okay. Just, I was going to sing it. But then I just,
it's all too late.
I'm a one girl revolution.
What else is that in?
Legally Blonde.
Okay, because it was really familiar.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
We'll be back.
Bye. Not bye. Be right back. Okay, everyone, we are back for the second half of this episode on Cadet Kelly, everyone's third favorite DCOM, I would guess.
Maybe fifth.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start with the good. The appreciate.
Right. So I can appreciate the fact that this movie is Full Metal Jacket for tween girls.
I like that you started with something so not specific. Like, no, it is specific, but normally it's like, I like it when this one thing happens. But my things are also kind of conceptual.
It's like, did the government pay for this?
Literally, that's what I'm wondering too.
Like, I'm confused why this exists.
Like, what
anyway,
were the... Yeah.
We'll get into that. I put, there's something fruity going on, which we know. But it's one-sided. I gotta say, like, again, Hillary does not exude.
Hillary's like the oblivious straight girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's like tension between them, but like she's not really.
There's more like tension at her. Not between her.
Like it seems like Jennifer is like repressed or something and she's like mad.
Yes.
Like
specifically if I may, the part when like Hillary like cuts her off when she's trying to go talk to the cute guy. Like, and then the way she stands there and like makes all those weird ass faces at her and like watches her walk away.
I don't believe you anyway. Like you didn't want to talk to
him. They don't even seem to have a relationship at all.
No, they don't. It's really not like that.
It's very like the boy is the fake conflict between them.
Yeah.
Which is a very gay thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Same. Okay.
I was really letting loose in these comments. I said, I have never seen such a mask woman try to ask a man out in my life.
Yep.
I mean,
are you appreciating that?
I wrote it in appreciate.
All right.
So I think, yes. The line, I believe in gun control.
Wait, is that, when did she
it's
say
played
that?
Played as a joke, which is funny. Oh. She's like, Hillary's walking with Andrea down like the sidewalk at the school or whatever. Yes. And she looks over at the people doing drill team in the field. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I believe in gun control. And she's like, they're not actual guns, idiots. Like, it's a drill team.
Yeah.
But still, like,
I mean, there's still a stand-in for guns.
Yeah. And when I was a kid, I didn't know what gun control was. So I
think we knew what gun control was because school shootings were happening already.
Not prior to, I wasn't like, we had lockdown drills my whole life.
Yeah.
But I wasn't truly aware. Like, I knew school shootings happened, but I wasn't aware of the fact that there were efforts to control the amount of guns in the population. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, when do you think you realized that there was an effort?
Like seventh grade? Something like that?
I feel like that's some shit that they would make you arbitrarily debate in like history class in middle school.
Yeah, but before that, and I definitely saw Cadet Kelly before that.
Yeah.
I didn't know what gun control laws were. I just knew that there were guns
and how dare you.
In schools and I was doing lockdowns. Like, yes. I didn't know why, really. Anyway, love a political statement. Mm-hmm. I like the line, maybe there is a feminine side to military life.
Bro, me too.
I was like, okay, well, why don't you show it?
Yeah.
Because I'm bored.
Can we get to that part now?
Yeah. The mom, like Hillary's mom.
Oh, I have things written down.
She is in Waiting for Guffman and she's in Chris Columbus films. Mm-hmm. And I love her in his films. Hillary's reaction shots to the clapping choreography, like in the final competition, there's this like clapping choreography part, and the faces that she's making in her reaction shots are so wild.
Yes.
I appreciate that. And, I said Christie's bra energy is insane.
Yeah, agreed.
Those are my things.
She's grizzled for sure. Okay, so under my appreciate, I have a general note also, which is I suppose that I appreciate that Cadet Kelly is written as if she's fucking Eloise. Every time she's like, I have to do this. I have to do it all myself. And like, I do this, and this. Like, it just reminds me of Eloise. Mm.
But she doesn't actually do anything.
No, but like
at least Eloise does things.
Her monologuing is Eloise-esque to me. I don't like Kelly, but I did write down that at least she is plucky. She's a plucky. She doesn't get broken down easily. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, she gets over the trauma of being dumped into that shit really fast.
I mean, I'd be bitter Betty for years.
Literally, like, we would...
I would not do it. And that's where, like, the Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen parallels come in.
Yes.
too.
Yes.
Because you see how they both were plucked from where they wanted to be, New York City.
Yeah.
Into New Jersey and then military school.
Yeah, but military school is definitely way worse.
Yeah, like you got to go to a high school, like as far as Lindsay goes, she got to go to a high school with like a bomb theater program. Yeah. Like, sorry, you're in New Jersey.
You have a giant swinging head.
Yeah.
At the end of, like, everyone has a MacBook.
Like, your, yeah, raise your bars, children.
Yeah.
Like, your school in New York, in Manhattan, probably didn't have that shit unless you were going to LaGuardia or some shit.
Right.
But she wasn't.
There were a couple lines that I thought were funny. I thought the line, the khaki of it all was funny. I thought the line when Kelly's doing the obstacle course and Christy's yelling at her and she's like, did you break a nail? I don't care. Like, that was like one of the only funny parts of that. Also, I thought the scene where her stepdad is like trying to like discipline her or whatever, and he's like, my father was really strict on me, and she's like, and your child's psyche is still working through that, and I get it. I was like, okay, that's actually really funny. That was like the most clever part of the whole thing. Just the moment of Hilary Duff doing the awkward choreography when she's trying to like show the guy that she could like contribute. I was just like, I gotta go.
It's bad.
I wrote it under appreciate, but I really shouldn't have. And then also, it's not a Disney Channel original movie unless you're talking about regionals.
Yeah.
Regionals are always some shit that comes up.
So what else does it come up in?
Like,
I just
jump
think of
in.
Yeah, jump in.
Anything with like a sports mean scenario. Girls? Yeah, I think regionals happen with mathletes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a thing. Okay, let's move on.
So, worse. This movie does suffer from the clumsy girl trope.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why is she just stumbling around?
She's also clumsy in every movie.
Yeah.
like
even clumsy people don't deserve this bad of a rap.
Agreed.
I said, why are all our movies about divorced parents this season? as in us and new parental figures.
Yes.
It's been yeah.
Or single parents.
Yeah, or single parents. Every movie. Every movie so far.
Yeah.
Has had a parental issue.
It's a thing.
I don't know. It's just strange.
Yeah.
I feel like the content Cadet Kelly is far too niche for the audience it was shown to.
Agreed.
Like, none of us knew, unless you were like a military child or, you know, your father was in the military or something, we have absolutely no context. As far as I knew, military school could have been made up.
I feel like it comes up in shows all the time, though. It's like they're always being threatened.
Yeah, they threaten it. But like, yeah. I don't know anyone who went. Like, is it real? Like,
it is real.
I know it's real now, but I didn't know.
You don't know anyone who like went to West Point?
I do. I thought it was kind of an issue that Kelly gets over being at the school so quickly.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? Sorry.
What?
I kind of felt like this movie felt like three episodes of a TV show in a row.
Yeah.
Lots of little like self-contained things. Mm-hmm. And the first one was her getting used to it. So on and so forth.
Yeah. Like, she just gets over it too fast for a movie, though.
It's, I
agree. Like, strange.
I agree.
Why do we see so much of the competition near the end? Because it's like, we don't understand what makes gun choreo good or bad.
Right.
So why are we seeing like 10 minutes of the competition?
It's because they're getting paid off by the U.S. military.
Well, that was my final idea about it. I don't like that she's learning gun choreo so a boy will like her.
Yeah. But then it becomes like not about the boy. The boy is like, of course, just the classic barely relevant.
Yeah, barely. Same with Confessions and so many other movies. But like, that just leads me to the ending that gets completely thrown off of everything that you thought the ending of this movie would be. Saving her father?
It becomes just like a movie about her dad's.
Yeah. it just completely derails.
It does.
Like, what would you say the final climax should have been? Like, had this whole monkey wrench not been thrown into it?
I feel like it should have been that maybe Christy Carlson Romano gets like injured.
Yeah.
And she has to like overcompensate and like save her or.
It has to be between them.
Yeah.
They hold them. I mean, obviously her and the stepdad hold tension, but.
Yeah.
Not as much, I would say, as her and Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, what is the reason that they end up being cool in the end? Because they're pair. They're a duo.
Yeah.
And they like respect each other's game or
game
something.
Game recognizes game, like, as they say.
I don't get it.
I don't know. I think it's also that like they would have flopped even harder if it wasn't for Kelly being there. So she's like, at least we did better than we normally would.
Right. Well, the stepdad says like we haven't won. He's like they hadn't won since he was in the group. Or
I think
whatever.
He might have even said that third place was the highest they ever got, and then they get second place.
Yeah. So. Which is like, guys, I think you could have done first place
probably
in this movie. Like,
literally, it wouldn't have changed anything.
I think you can do first place.
I agree. Even though I feel like it's actually not that pro military.
No, not
like I was anticipating the whole time that there would be a moment where she would be like, I respect our military. They guard and protect us. And you know what? That's cool too. Or like something like that. But it never goes in that direction. She just makes the fucking huge leap of logic where she's like, dancing and fucking drill team are the same. Like it's all art and expression.
It's all
I was like, stop.
Like, I don't know that that's true. Obviously, there's craft.
And there's like discipline.
There's skill. Is there craft? I don't know that there's craft.
There's tradition and there's discipline in both.
And there's like repetition and practice and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not like an art in the same way that dance is an art.
No, no.
Like who? No.
Okay. The other things I had under worse, the New York City B-roll seemed like it was really old. That just was funny to me. I hated the running joke of them squealing back and forth at each other.
Oh, yeah.
I actually wrote down that it felt misogynistic to me. I felt like they were making fun of them by making them do that. And I was just like.
Well, also, you can tell, like, it was originally scripted as, But then, because they did so many takes of it, they are able to, in post, add on those those extra ones. I feel like it wasn't originally scripted. I thought the same thing after I watched it. It was scripted as an and then they ended up piling on to it.
It felt weird to me, and they kept doing it over and over again, and I was like, are you trying to make them look stupid? Like, I don't really get the point.
It's just like a teen angst thing.
Yeah. Hated the muddy dress fiasco. That made no sense either.
The whole rolling down the hill thing, it bursting into the, it's just far too cartoony.
That's what I was gonna say.
Way too much.
It's like a cartoon.
She could have made the decision to enter looking like that. I don't know why she would, but like, sure.
I mean, she's a quirky girl.
Yeah.
She could have done
it. She could have been like, it could have been that like the dance was almost over.
Yeah.
And she didn't have time.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But no. And then last but not least, why is she squealing so much when her dad comes back for that dinner? She's like hugging him and stuff. And she literally makes like for like a really long time. And I'm like,
I don't know
why.
Choices. Okay.
Well, also the dance does not look fun. That's just one thing.
No.
Dance does not look fun.
They all look 30.
They really do. I'm wondering if they're actual military school students.
They could be.
I feel like they might be. What is the deal with the mom being like de-radicalized and like choosing this housewifery pregnancy?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. I just literally chose to not even think about it that much because I just couldn't make sense of it. I just don't know. I mean, I guess she had had enough of the city life. I don't know.
She like pulled Alana.
Yeah.
Like moving to wherever,
Oklahoma.
It felt very like that.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to know what spurred all of this. You're literally marrying an ex-military guy. And like, she's like, so I'm going to start cooking and being a homemaker.
Feminism is about choice. So I respect her choice.
I just want to know what happened. Also, how did she meet him?
I forget.
I want more backstory.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they met at a wedding. They met at someone else's wedding.
Yeah, that's what it was. That seems plausible.
That is plausible. Okay, when they do the ribbon dance at the end, is that music diegetic or non-diegetic? The One Girl Revolution music.
It's non-diegetic. Realistically.
But the way that they sound design it, it makes it sound like they want it to be diegetic.
I don't remember, actually. I don't remember that part. Clearly, I blacked out.
Yes, okay.
What was with the way that Dream Boy or, you know, whatever, was speaking to Kelly? Like, some of the lines to me, I was like...
He was like, if that's an order.
He goes, give me some spit.
Oh my God, I wrote that
and
down too.
And he goes, do it again, and that's an order. Whoa.
What's going on? I also wrote that down.
I was like, I don't know. You like, seem like you're 18 and she seems like she's 14.
Yeah,
just
like
saying.
There's something suspicious going on. Also, the way that he like made Christy Carlson Romano reveal her messed up hair in the courtroom.
Yeah, I'm like,
I was like, oh, you're a dick.
You suck.
I kind of wish there had been a scene where they like, where like you saw other cadets or whatever talking about how much she sucked, even more than just in the beginning. Like, because I kind of felt bad for her. She kind of didn't have a lot of character.
No, not at all. Super one note.
Yeah.
And we know what we should discuss in more detail. This isn't technically dated or problematic, but just the entire, because we haven't talked about it, the entire storyline of Andrea and the what's her name? Carla. And being the replaced friend.
Yes.
Like when once Kelly's best friend from her old school comes back, like Carla feels replaced and like she's not important. I was like, this is a good storyline to put in a kids movie.
Yeah, I agree.
Because that is far more relevant to most kids than, you know, some boy or like competing for a boy.
Yeah.
Like that is way more real.
Yeah.
And I liked that that was in there and that they also addressed it verbally.
I also thought the way that it got tied up was a little bit fast, though.
Also, it didn't really seem like Carla accepted the apology in an appropriate manner. Like she wasn't like, yeah, I'm so happy. She was just like, okay.
Yeah. Like, she was like, fine. Yeah.
And I thought that was good.
I liked
and
that too.
And that they kids would even be able to verbally express like what kids, what like middle school, high school age kids are like verbally confronting each other like
that's not
I
happening.
Feel this way because of this, and then the other person's like, I'm sorry you feel that way because of this, I'll try to do this, like,
yeah,
it's a good modeling,
yes, positive modeling
example
for sure.
But I didn't really find generally too many like issues with Carla.
No, she was, I mean, the only thing is that she's like, well,
is she tokenized?
I feel like maybe a little bit, because she was like, this place is heaven compared to where I came from. I was kind of like, but
like that could be true. I mean,
yeah, it could be true.
But it's just that she's not the only black girl
in the
school. She's
the black speaking character.
But she
though.
Is the only black speaking character.
Or like named character.
Yeah.
I also felt that way a little bit with the girl who like covers for Christy Carlson Romano when Kelly's doing the obstacle course for like the third time. Wait, but you're in military school in the U.S. How did you get here? Like, what are the circumstances of this situation?
Can you even serve if you're not an American?
I have no idea. We don't know anything about military.
I don't know anything about military school. Maybe military. Anybody can go to military school.
I think that anybody to military school.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone can go to military.
Or also, she very well could be an American citizen who's like parent, like she could be a citizen having been born in another country. Like that's possible.
Yeah, that's true.
Or her parents could have, like she could be first generation, something like that.
There was just something about her, Kelly being in the mud and the slop and her being like, this reminds me of my home country. I was like, okay. Sure. I thought that was weird. But I actually thought that actress was really cute.
Yeah.
Like she did a good job. This is the story of a family's radicalization. It's they're being plucked from New York.
De-radicalization.
Radicalization
in
towards military shit.
Yeah.
I won't be expanding upon that. I thought it was really funny when the mom was like, so I'm having a baby. And she's like, oh my God. And she's like, I'll still love you. Like immediately I was like, damn, like, okay, no one asked.
She wasn't questioning.
She probably assumed her own mother would still love her, but like, okay.
Oh, you know what part I hate?
What?
I don't know. I've been
told. I hated that part too.
Jennifer's hair is painted gold.
Also, it's not painted gold.
It was like rainbow.
Yeah, but I don't even think there's yellow in it.
No, I think there is a gold strip. I'm pretty sure there is.
You know what that reminded me of? Do you remember that thing from Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah. Yes. I don't know what has been said. I like scaring kids in bed.
I don't know what it's been said. I love scaring kids in bed.
I was thinking about that when I heard that. I want to know if that's from, is that from the movie or from bonus features?
It's from the movie. It's in the montage. Like the rewatched Monsters, Inc. So yeah. It's fresh in my mind. Yeah, it's in the training montage at the beginning.
Yeah. We've reached the end of our notes here. Is it good?
Now, it's better than, you know what? I don't, it's better than Thumbelina.
It's definitely better than Thumbelina, mostly. But is it more entertaining than Thumbelina? No.
No, probably not.
I don't think so.
I think there's some, whatever the reviewer said, like routinely boring or something.
Yes.
Positive messages, though, like the government got what they wanted, I guess.
Like, who came up with this idea? I just am confused, but it was fine.
It was all right.
It's like a solid 6 out of 10. Maybe even a 5 out of 10.
I think it's like a 5 out of 10.
It's just
you could have all these elements and like rearrange them. If they were even just doing something else, like it could have been boarding school or something. I don't know.
Finishing school.
Yeah.
Send her off to be a lady. That could have had some like weird half-baked feminist statements in it.
Yeah. Just like, what do we do with Miss Duff? They were really just throwing her around.
They were throwing
her
around.
She was doing their bidding.
She did her best, though.
Yeah, I mean, if I was a child actor given that shit, I'd be like, can I opt out of this?
And they'd be like, no.
And I'd be like, okay.
Does anyone love this movie? Was this anyone's favorite? Like, I just can't imagine it being anyone's favorite.
Probably not.
She doesn't even have a song in it.
If it was, let us know. Like, if you
may be entitled to financial compensation.
Can write an essay defending Cadet Kelly.
Like, please do.
Please go there.
Do you think that this movie inspired anyone to want to go to board or to military school?
Yes. I mean, literally millions of people have seen it. So, yes.
Like, it's got to be at least
it's somebody's
five.
Truth.
Insane. Hillary Duff should have to pay them.
Yeah.
Or Disney.
Somebody's got to pay up.
It's a troubling idea. Oh, man. Okay. That's what I have to say. You have anything else to say?
Nope.
All right. We did it.
We did it.
Please let us know if it was your fave. Don't kill us because we don't think Hilary Duff is a good actress, but we like her as a person and as a cultural presence.
And that when she did that choreography for that one song, you know what I'm talking about? That really bad choreography that went viral.
Yes.
She did that.
Yeah.
And she recently posted a TikTok where she did the choreo again. Like,
yes.
She's funny.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes. And she did those anti-homophobia ads.
Like, she's.
When you say that's so gay. Isn't
do you realize what you say?
Yeah. Love that.
Grow up.
You stupid bitch. Okay. I believe that's all we have to say for this stupendous film. Again. If you would like to get yourself some Sleepover Cinema merchandise, go to www.tubingpictures.com/shop.
Plenty where that came from.
Yes. I will write you a note. Literally, I am the shipping person, and I will write you a note.
Fulfillment center.
We will see you next week. Thank you for joining us.
So long.
Goodbye. Sleepover Cinema is a production of Evergreen Podcasts, produced, edited, and engineered by us, Hannah and Audrey Leach. Sleepover Cinema is mixed by Sean Rule Hoffman with theme music by Josh Perlman Hall. Executive producer of this show is Michael D'Aloia.
You can find more from us at evergreenpodcast.com/sleepover-cinema and keep up with our latest creative projects at tupingpictures.com. We're on Instagram and Twitter at tupingpictures and would love to hear from you there.
And if you love Sleepover Cinema, if it's become a staple of your weekly routine, or if it's a new show you've been listening to, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or share an episode with a few friends, maybe even both.
We'll chat again soon. Bye.
Bye.